Welcome back, folks. This is Fearless Radio. My name is Steve Shank, and it's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. And we've been talking in the first hour about how we can work with those around us that we want to bring on board and have get prepared and become fearless along with us. And the solution is the solution. They've heard enough of the problems. They've been scared often enough. The little boy has screamed wolf so many times in their ears that they say, well, what is it this time, Melvin? You're on one of your kicks again. You see, the problem with those of us who have strong feelings and are delving into this and really want to know what's going on, the problems that we have is that each time we find something and each time we learn something more, we share it with those that we care about. And it's very natural to want them to be on board with it. But the fact is that if they're on overload and they can't handle any more problems and you don't have the solution, then it's going to be just another one of your things that you're up in arms about, that you're ranting and raving about. And they already think you're a nut. I know it. People think I'm a nut. But one of the things that we have to learn is that in moving anyone's thinking toward where we want to be, we have to do it in such a way that they can handle the solution, that they are interested in the solution. And you see, a lot of times we get concerned about what's going on out there, and we scream and holler about it, and it incenses us, it makes us angry, and we tell our spouse or the people we care about that, and we don't come back and say, here's what we need to do about it. And so all they see is, when they see you coming, they see more stress, more overload, more problems, and they don't need it. Because when you come up with all these problems, there's never anything in it for them. Nothing in it for them. The reason that we talk about, the things that we talk about on Fearless Radio here, is we try and provide something for you, the listener. If there wasn't something here for you, there wouldn't be the hundreds of you, maybe thousands of you, maybe a bunch of you, that listen to us every Sunday or that get up on our website and listen to the archives on the radio networks and things. You're there, you're listening, because there's something in it for you. And I submit that the something that's in it for you is a solution. You already know the problems. You don't need us to tell you about those. Well, it's the same way with the people that you care about. They already know the problems, or they've got enough of them that they don't want to hear anymore. They're already on overload. They got their own problems. Well, the thing is that the most of the things that we've been talking about in the past are stuff that's out there that we can't do anything about. The advent of Fearless Radio has made it possible for you to listen to alternate communication sources and be able to find solutions to every single problem that you have, including relationships, oddly enough. Because if you have the solution, there is no problem. And so as you work with these folks that are on overload, what I'd like to have you do is I'd like to have you think in terms of sharing solutions. And after this first break, the second hour, we'll be back on that very subject.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Fearless Radio. This is Steve Shank, and we've got you here on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. And we have been talking in the last hour and in the beginning of this particular hour on the subject of overload and dealing with the folks in your life that you would like to have in accord with you with regard to getting prepared and becoming fearless with regard to any of the threats to dependency in your life. Now, I've got an interesting concept for you. I've trained several sales forces over the years, working with people that are in direct sales, working with families. And there's a concept here. Many of you have heard it before. I think we touched on this on one or two of the other programs for various reasons. But here's the deal. Remember we were talking earlier about the fact that anytime you open a conversation with someone, anytime you're trying to share a concept, like I said earlier, we're not talking about beliefs here when we're talking about getting prepared with regard to having a food supply in for you and your family. This is not a belief issue. It's not, I believe something will happen or could happen, and therefore it is a fact issue. The circumstances are in place. There is a shortage of food we can trust. There is a shortage of food worldwide, nationwide. We are importing more than what we produce in many respects. We are not able to produce enough in our country. All of these facts are in place. So we're not talking about beliefs when we're talking about you and your family getting prepared or you working with your spouse in getting prepared. But there's a law within the sales element. Now, you may have never heard of this before because, to my knowledge, the task force and any of the work that we've done or I've done with regard to sales forces is completely unique, and you never read it in any sales manuals or anything like that. And here's the way it goes. There's no such thing as a salesman. There are only customers or people who choose to buy or order the product based on their needs being met by the information and the pictures painted by the individual that's representing the product. Well, in that respect, there really is no such thing as a salesman. No one ever convinced anybody to do anything. They may have manipulated them into doing something, but the person always did what they did based on what they thought was in it for them. The customer always gets the product or does whatever he does. Now, if he's misrepresented to, or if the information is incorrectly conveyed, he may act in the light of his own self-betterment, but he was conned and manipulated. And here's another law. There's only one difference between a con man and a salesman. They both know how to work with people. They both know how to help people along the logical path where that they have the impression that it is in their own personal self-betterment to do whatever the salesman or the con man wants them to do. But here's the difference. The con man convinces people or works with people and works to help them to see as he sees, feel as he feels, act as he wants them to act in the light of his, the con man's, own self-betterment, usually in the light of the non-self-betterment of the customer or the person he's working with. The difference is, with a salesman, he, the salesman, the true, honest salesman, works with people to help them to see as he sees, feel as he feels about the product, and act as he wants them to act in the light of the customer's, own self-betterment. That's the only difference. The only difference between a con man and a salesman is intent. Now, let's bring it back to you working with your spouse in terms of enabling them to come on board with you in the desire to be prepared and be able to eliminate the fear of having no food or of what could happen with the food and all this kind of stuff. There are some similarities here. What is similar between a bad salesman, thieves and criminals, and crummy lovers? Okay, think about this. These folks are all basically the same. Bad salesmen, thieves and criminals, and crummy lovers. None of them know how to get what they want because they're only dealing with life from the position of what they want and what they need. They're all dealing with other people. The thieves and criminals figure that the only way they're going to get what they want is to take what someone else has. The bad salesman only knows that he can get what he wants, his commission, by making or trying to force the customer to buy and get what he wants them to have. The crummy lover
only tries to force and manipulate and con to get what he wants, and has no consideration, none of the three of them have consideration for what's in it for the other person. If they did, they would not have to be thieves and criminals. They would have not have to be crummy salesmen, and they could be phenomenal lovers. Interesting thought. Having said that, let me summarize this whole sequence. In working with those you love, in bringing them on board, in helping them to feel that there's something in it for them with regard to putting in a food supply and getting prepared for the circumstances that are in place, not that are going to come. Don't even talk about that. The only way to do it is show them the solution and what's in it for them, the security and the safety and the fearlessness that you sense. Don't come at it from convincing them of the problems. They're already on overload. Enough said. If you haven't got it by now, going around Johnson's barn one more time is not going to get it to you. And besides, I've got my good friend, Jim Phillips, on the line. Jim, how you doing? Do we have Jim Phillips on
the line? Yes, you're absolutely right, Steve, in what you're saying. You know, it is, from my perspective, it's like how you teach people these things, how you share with them and allow them to make good decisions based on having enough information that they can decide. It's not about, you know, convincing them to do something because it's what you believe.
Yeah,
I always look at it from the instructional standpoint, just to share the truths and the realities of things and of the solution.
Yeah, and the thing is that what we've had, in the quote-unquote, if there is one, a preparedness community, in the patriot community, in the constitutionalist community, we've had a tremendous number of folks that have pointed out all the things that are wrong and all the things that shouldn't be done. We've had them bringing up the fearsome executive orders that have been signed over the last few years by several of the presidents. And where's the solution? Go and change the Congress of the United States? Go and protest? No, that's not the solution. We have to bring all of the problems of life back home and deal with them in our homes, and deal with them from the standpoint of what we can do, and we can do something about every single potential problem or stress or fear out there. One of the premises that I mentioned earlier, Jim, was that if we understand how fear works, the only fears we ever have and or the only stresses we ever have is when we are in danger of having something on which we are dependent removed from us. This is the only thing that makes us afraid.
I defined for years that fear is ignorance, which is parallel to what you're saying, because if you don't have a solution to something, if you don't know what the answer is, you don't know how to handle it, that's when you're afraid. When you have the answer within your hands, when you have the understanding, then the fear is taken away because you do have that solution.
Yeah, so that's why we've worked as much as we have, you and I and both of our different directions within the task force, to try and come up only with solutions. Now, one of the things that you have started doing, give out your information on the emergency preparedness stuff. Now, we've talked several times, Jim, with families or with our listeners about the fact that we have a break coming up, and we'll talk about it on the other side.
And Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
And we're talking this hour with Jim Phillips, who you've all learned to know and love, is our specialist on emergency preparedness type of stuff.
It's not working good.
It's not working good?
Better now.
Okay. Is that any better?
Much better.
Okay. Sorry about that. Folks, we had a headset problem. I was saying that I'm visiting with Jim Phillips, who you've all known, learned to know and love as our in-house preparedness expert with regard to emergency preparedness and things. And, Jim, we were talking just before the break about the importance of people having the solution and approaching our loved ones with the fact that there's something in it for them in terms of security and preparedness, and that we need not to come across as these nuts that are out there screaming that the sky is falling along with Henny Penny. In your work with classes, first of all, give your contact information for folks that want to get some of these CDs that you put out almost, I guess, at cost virtually to get them aware of all the things that they can do in their homes to get
get secure and prepared. Give that information out, Jim, will you?
Website is www.preparemyfamily.com, and there you can get the two-hour principle-based DVD for $5.50, the cost of getting it to people. Also, there's free reports on the website in the library section. I have some audio files that are going up, too, that you can listen to things. You can read things there, make copies of those things, give them away. And, of course, we have in-depth training in other areas also. If you don't have access to the web, then you can call 888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, and then get set, and that'll take you to where you can leave your information your order information there. No sayings can be sent right to you.
Sounds like a deal. Now, as you've worked with families in the past, I know a lot of folks are putting together the cold weather clothing. What kind of feedback are you getting with regard to families actually doing the stuff that we talk about, like getting ready with dry toilets and all of this kind of stuff? What kind of feedback are we getting, or can we gauge that at all?
Well, you know, for every one person you get feedback from, there's at least 10 or 20 that are actually doing something, and so that's is gratifying to me. We have whole groups of people that are doing many of these things. In fact, in our area here in June, we're going to literally be building some of the clothing hands-on, showing them the techniques of how you can put it together. I'll be doing that, as well as I travel around to other areas and put on the classes and the seminars on how to make different things, you know, from the dry toilet, as you talk about. What do you do when the plumbing doesn't work, when you're out of water or the sewer system doesn't work or anything like that? How are you going to handle that? Because sanitation is one of those critical areas that you must be prepared to deal with, keeping your environment clean, hygienic for yourself, but also the disposal of human waste, which is a real problem, a serious problem, if the system breaks down for whatever reason. And so I get a fair amount of feedback from people, quite a number of them that are doing it. A lot of people call and ask questions, try to help them any way that we possibly can to first learn what they need to learn, and then where do you go to get the things that you need? Most of them are just very common things. Some of them are specialized, but most things are common. You just have to know to put them in, get them in ahead of time. And it's all about having a future without fear, to me. That's what it is. I've done a program on that for years, you know, facing the future without fear.
Do you have that on CD or DVD or anything?
That one is not yet. That's more of a live presentation that I do that fits the group, a lot of them with different Christian groups, and we look at it from a perspective of what are the scriptures teach us about, not from the gloom and doom standpoint, but just if you're warned and forewarned, what do you need to be doing so that you can face the future without fear?
Yeah, and the thing that I always wonder about is, but am struck by, is that the areas that you cover with the preparedness and emergency preparedness type of concepts, those areas are interesting because a lot of the little things that you suggest I would never think of. And, you know, I have never had a situation where we didn't have water for a long period of time. It's been, you know, shut off as a result of, you know, some contamination after a flood or something in one of the areas that I lived in, but not for any length of time. Never been in a situation where there was no electricity for any length of time, and have not even thought of the sanitation issues. One of the things that are not quite so distasteful is the fact that we have another break coming up, and I'll talk to you on the other side.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Welcome back, folks. This is Fearless Radio. My name is Steve Shank, and we're chatting this hour with Jim Phillips, and we're talking about stuff, about getting everybody in your family on board, and your spouse particularly, and those that you care about, on board with the preparedness thing. Jim, one of the things that I work with all the time, primarily in the food issues, is that people don't want to believe that something is going to happen. I think that in this country, with the Y2K issue and things like that, and the various movements in the past with regard to patriotism and the Constitution and survivalist type folks. Everything has always been in the past, and one of the transitions that folks have to make is that we're not, I'm sorry, everything has always been in the future. One of the transitions that folks have to make is that we're now no longer talking about what might happen, could happen, maybe will happen. We're in the middle of it already happening. And how are you in your lectures getting that point across
and moving people to put in their food, their not the food supplies, but their cold weather clothing and start preparing with regard to water storage and all this kind of stuff. What are you saying to folks?
Well, in reality, with a lot of the groups that I do, most of those people are either already in tune to these kind of things or they're starting to be. I really don't run a program anymore. I used to do this years ago where you're trying to, you know, wake people up to what's going on. And I literally don't do that anymore. People either are getting it, in the process of getting it, or already got it, and they're going like, okay, what's the answer? What do I need to do? And so my program is aimed right at the solution. My program is if you are interested in protecting yourself, your family, if you want to eliminate fear, here are strategies, here are things that you can do, here are practical things that you can be doing, the free things right along with the things where you're going to have to spend some money. And I'm not trying to wake people up anymore. And what I find is there's a mix of people. There's people that don't know, don't want to know, and don't want to know that they don't know, so please don't tell them. I don't think I can reach them. And maybe something else will happen, so they do. So we're just working with people that are going like, hey, give me a solution. And there's a lot of those people out there. There's many people that have got a little bit of a hint of, you know, things happen. What I've told people for years is if you live long enough, something will happen in your life that will really disrupt it. And I don't know what it is or where it is. Natural, man-made, you know, regional, local, to your household, lose your job, whatever it is. You live long enough, something will happen to turn your life upside down. Be ready for it so you don't have to be afraid of it. That's all. Simple concept.
Yeah, it really is. And the fact is that we have situations out there where people are trying to share the one of the most peculiar phenomenon that I deal with all the time is where someone will call up and say, I am just having a terrible time trying to convince other people of the need to get their 3, 4, 5 year supply in. And in the process of the conversation, I say, well, you know, where are you, you know, what kind of a food supply do you have in? Well, I haven't started yet. I'm just waiting until I can get these people convinced. Well, that is a problem because what they're actually doing, they're not convinced themselves. They don't believe it themselves enough.
Right.
And so what they're doing is they're hoping that if they can convince someone else that they respect to go along with it, then it is real enough so that they should do something too. And you can't wait for the other folks to go along because they won't. In fact, one of the things that I tell folks when they tell me one of these stories, and if it's not, you know, obviously you keep working with your immediate family as best you can, and what we spent the first hour on is trying to bring something to the mix in the conversation that says to that other person who is not on board, here's something in it for you, and preferably talk about the solutions rather than spending time on the problems for which they already are in extreme overload. But now when people are trying to convince their neighbors or the people at work or the people at church, I've been telling them to stop because, very simply, they probably are not going to be effective, but they will be known for someone who is prepared and has food in and probably has guns and probably has some gold. And if there comes a time when those folks are being sought out by the forces that be or the control mechanism, then you do not want to be the one that everybody points to in order to turn you in for their bowl of rice and slice of bread, if it ever gets to that point in the country. And so that sounds a little extreme, but the concept is that a mind that's changed against its will is of the same opinion still, and the old horse to water type of thing. Those sometimes don't apply, but a lot of times, and folks, I haven't mentioned it very often in the first hour. I need to mention to you, if you are working on your supply, if you are trying to put in your food supply, please, no matter what you do, get up on the website and go to efoodsdirect.com, and you'll be able to see what is suggested there by the J. Michael Stevens Group, the member of the Fearless Task Force here. And also, you'll have some warnings. Be extremely careful as you put in these supplies. Most of the retailers that are out there are putting in a lot of filler items. They're putting in food that we recommend that you not store. And also, you need to make sure that you get your maximum dollars worth. You don't want old junk left over from Y2K, that type of thing. So give them a call at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. And on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com. They will enable you to get your supplies in, and they will put in more of a better quality of food for less money than anything else you can do. But more important, they are a clearinghouse for truth and information with regard to getting your family in a situation where you have the security of food. And they'll also counsel you a little bit in terms of how many years. Don't fall into the trap of putting in too little and putting it in too late. But anyway, onward with the rest of this, Jim. One of the areas that you handle many times better than I in terms of food and your preparation stuff, what do you suggest that folks do with regard to cooking and preparing foods? I've seen people try and store a lot of LP gas, and if we're going to be dealing with food supplies for a couple of years, what are they going to do for cooking fuel and that type of thing if it's restricted?
Well, and of course, I always tell people have several strategies in terms of how you're going to cook or prepare food. Well, one of the best things you can do, of course, is eat some of your foods that are whole and raw and fresh. Well, you do that by sprouting. That's one of the finest ways of doing it because there's a very low energy process. You don't have to cook those things. Some things need to be cooked, but you have a variety of ways of cooking. Of course, LP gas is a nice thing to have, but it's limited in the amount that you can legally store, safely store. It also can be kind of expensive, so you look at other kinds of fuels, which may mean you need a different kind of appliance. Charcoal is one of those things that's very nice to store, the charcoal briquettes, because they're not explosive. They're very safe in terms of being able to store them. So you learn to cook with a Dutch oven, which is a very efficient way of cooking. And, of course, if you learn to cook with a Dutch oven, you don't have to have charcoal briquettes. If you have solid fuels around you, such as lumber, you know, wood, boards, you can use those things. Now's the time to practice doing them. White gas stoves, white gas fuel is another thing that can be useful. A lot of people have the camping stoves, except one thing about white gas that's critically important is, don't you ever use any kind of a white gas appliance inside of anything, a house, a tent, a garage, a car. They put out copious amounts of carbon monoxide, as does your charcoal. Most people wouldn't think of using it because it's kind of smoky and burns your eyes. White gas, they have a tendency to want to use them inside the lanterns or the stoves. Don't do that because that's a very dangerous thing to do. You have to use them outside. People that have camping equipment, you already have part of what you need. Just add in some more supplies to go with it and a few repair parts. You can keep things going. One of the nice ways also of producing food is if you have some of them that don't require a lot of boiling. In other words, you just add hot water to them and let them set. You can do that with whole grains, particularly like wheat and some of the whole grains, the small grains. If you put them into a thermos bottle, a stainless steel vacuum bottle, and pour boiling water on them, put the lid on and let it set like overnight, 6 to 8 hours. That's a slow cooker. That's a heat the water once and let that heat go to work through the night, and you have your grains ready to eat in the morning. All kinds of things that you can learn to do, and I recommend that people have a variety of strategies rather than being dependent on just one method of doing these things.
Now tell me what, you know, a lot of people out here in the West are into this this Dutch oven cookery and camping and stuff. Tell me what the capabilities of that are.
Basically, with a Dutch oven, you can cook anything that you can think of, you know, from your meat and potatoes and roast through cobblers and biscuits and breads and those kinds of things. A Dutch oven is essentially a heavy, a thick-walled cast iron pot that has a lid that seals on top of it. It distributes the heat very evenly. Is one of its advantages. You eliminate the hot spots, so you don't burn it in the bottom, and it kind of surrounds it in heat. And it really, it becomes a slow cooker. It becomes a crock pot, if you will. It's a charcoal-powered crock pot, and you can cook above ground, or people that learn how to do it, you make a pit and build a fire down in there and set it in there, get it going. You can cover it up and hold the heat in the ground, come back and dig up your pot. You can use it over a campfire. It has a bale on it, so you can hang it over a campfire. But it's really best done with charcoal right in contact with it. You can get an appliance such as the Volcano, which is a stove. It's kind of shaped like a volcano that holds the charcoal briquettes. It directs the heat directly onto your crock pot, not on your crock pot, but onto your Dutch oven, so that you use less charcoal briquettes that way. Just many different ways of doing it, but the Dutch oven is kind of a charcoal-powered crock pot, does a beautiful job. And with a little bit of practice, you can make anything you want in there, whole meals that you would cook in that crock pot.
You can cook like a roast or
sure
with potatoes and onions. And
They're wonderful. They're slow-cooked. It's sealed up so the juices aren't evaporating. Some of the most tasty meals you'd ever want to have, you're going to cook in a Dutch oven like that. You have to plan ahead with it because it is a little more of a slow cooker. The heat's a little more distributed and not quite as high, so you give it a little longer time. You can buy books on this and learn how to do it. It's a fun thing to do. And if you want to practice at home, you actually can use your Dutch oven in your oven, your electric or gas range at home, so you'll learn the process there of how to get the Dutch oven and how to, you know, cure it and clean it and maintain it and those things. It's a simple thing to do. Practice at home. You don't have to go out in the backyard and build a fire pit. Do it on top of your stove. Do it in the oven at home. Kind of learn the process. Then you just have to transition to using it in a fire pit, a fire place, a volcano stove, a pile of charcoal briquettes, campfire, any number of ways. Practice at home like I want people to do with all kinds of things. You don't have to go off into the woods. Do it in your backyard to start with.
I got a question for you. You said earlier the danger of carbon monoxide, and that charcoal gives off quite a bit of it.
Yes.
Does regular wood give off quite a bit of carbon monoxide?
Well, it will if you're in a closed space. When you're using woods or solid fuels, they need to be vented to the outside, as you would with a fireplace or a wood-burning stove or something like that, or just in the open air. Same thing with a white gas stove. If you had a wood-burning stove and, you know, you could open it up and set your white gas stove in there, it would at least vent it to the outside. White gas is still hazardous to use inside because of the explosion hazard potentially with the vapors that could come off the fuels. Never fuel them inside of a house or in any closed area at all, because gasoline type of fuels are very, very volatile and very explosive, so you have to handle them carefully.
Well, back to you're familiar with teepees, and some folks out here I've seen actually, you know, with big bunches of poles and stuff on their
right
on their SUVs running around, and they set up a teepee, and they I know that the Indians used to always have a fire going in the middle of the bugger, and it'd vent right straight out through the top, but the whole the whole place was really pretty smoky by the time the fire got out the top. How come they don't have carbon monoxide poisoning? What's the difference?
Well, there is some that's in there, but you see it's well ventilated. When we talk about using it, you want it in a ventilated space. The heat is going to rise right up through the center and vent out the top. Fresh air is drawn in around the perimeter. In fact, if it's in a not too cold area, you raise the flaps a little bit at the bottom so you have fresh air that's coming in. and the smoke and the fumes are going out the top, or coming in the doorway. And the main thing is you have to be where you're getting that fresh air. It creates a chimney effect, so it'll pull it out. Most people don't use teepees. They're not familiar with them. They're trying to use a regular tent or something like that, and that's where you have to be so careful inside of any kind of a building or structure with solid fuels or white gas. Propane does not produce much in the way of carbon monoxide. It does produce carbon dioxide, and it's consuming the oxygen, but you don't have the carbon monoxide poisoning. And that's the problem with carbon monoxide. It literally is poisons in the blood. It builds up, and it stops your ability to transfer oxygen to the cells. You'll suffocate with carbon monoxide poisoning, and it doesn't just flow straight out of the body quickly. It takes it a while. It accumulates.
Yeah, it's a cumulative type of thing.
Yes, that's what makes it so dangerous.
Okay, we've got a break coming up here, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes, folks.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, folks, for the final segment of Fearless Radio for this Sunday afternoon. We talked in the earlier hour of the program
with regard to you folks that are struggling with other members of your family, trying to get them on board with regard to getting prepared, primarily putting in food supplies and doing some of the things that Jim and I have been talking about here on the second segment. And the conclusion is, please start with the solutions. Make sure when you talk to these folks that you love and care about, that they can see something in it for them as you bring up the subject of putting in long-term emergency food supplies in terms of getting also some of this preparedness for emergencies handled. I guess maybe the main thing that we have to be concerned with, folks, is we are no longer in a situation where we're anticipating problems in the future. We are dealing with situations right now. So the time to anticipate and to conjecture as to what might happen is past. We've got it. It's here. Look at what is in place and is happening, and you will have to realize that you must get prepared with regard to a supply of food. You have to have 3 to 5 years. It's up to you as to what you choose to be enough. You must get prepared with regard to some of these emergencies. There are emergencies already in the making where power and water can be challenged. The economy with the dollar and the potential for war, all of this stuff is here. So let's not talk about problems anymore. Let's keep with solutions on our families. Jim, you had just kind of covered in the last bit, we talked about cooking and things. Give your basic contact information real quickly here, and then I have a quotation for the families to listen to.
Okay, and I'll just mention one other thing, too, and that's using the sun with some solar ovens that you can build or buy. That is another way of cooking that, of course, just relies on having sunshine depending on where you live. Contact information is www.preparemyfamily.com. That's preparemyfamily.com. For both free information where you can order the principle-based DVDs that we produce there, the number one in the series, $5.50 for 2 hours of training, and you can also call 888-YOU-GET-SET and place an order there. It's an automated order line, and you'll be able to order that DVD there also.
Thank you. Okay, folks. I have a little quotation here for you. In the future programs, we'll be talking about some very interesting subjects connected with our nation and the issues that we're dealing with that are emotionally charged. But here's a quotation, and I think it's very important. The spirit and glory of a nation is the result of the respect and honor in which women, wives, and mothers are held. Remember that. And also remember this and repeat it to yourself every time you have a chance with regard to your preparations, with regard to your own fearlessness, your ability to accomplish that which you're here for. And it goes like this. If it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never, ever free.
A message for all.